They hit you up too, huh? Do that or not. The House Labor and Commerce Committee will begin. It's 1:23. I have to check my little fancy calendar to see what the date is today. What's the date? April 4th. Members present are Representative Kopanen and myself, Mike Davis. We do not have a quorum. However, we wanted to open the meeting and take any testimony that people would like to present for House Bill 12. We have a number of people online. I don't know if Fairbanks is still there. If there's someone in Fairbanks who would like to say anything, otherwise we're going to go to some of the Southeast communities. But is Fairbanks, are you online?
Yeah, this is the moderator of Fairbanks, and Ernie Cozacreo and Merce Gillespie will answer questions if anyone has them.
Okay, that's fine. Let's go then to Wrangell. I believe there's someone in Wrangell that would like to testify. Go ahead.
Oh, we just have one observer here.
Okay, then we'll go to Sitka.
Oh, my name is Theron Cole, and I'm the municipal attorney for the city and borough of Sitka, and I'm here representing them to oppose the bill, at least in the part which I believe calls for it to amend 2913-100 to add subsection 48, AS 2923-340. The reason that we oppose it is twofold. One is that it doesn't make an awful lot of sense since 2923-340 is permissive in any case, and we would have the power to bring about such a board if we wanted one. And the second reason is that we do not feel in a community the size of Sitka, as a home rule community, we have any need for any additional boards. At present, all of those things are handled through the administrator and the assembly.
Okay, thank you for your testimony. We'll go next then to Ketchikan. There's two people to testify. Go ahead, Ketchikan.
June and Ketchikan. Mike Cooney will testify right now.
I believe this is a pretty good bill. It gives the people a chance to voice their opinions and select a committee if it's necessary, a board if it's necessary. I don't think we have to follow it. We have to change the charter. I was on the council for 6 years, and I would always lean towards giving these people outside the city a chance to speak for themselves or vote if in case we get a ballot. I think it's unfair to try and put the burden on the outside people, not give them a chance to voice. I don't think it makes much difference who owns the power division, but I think we should give them a chance at least to vote on who governs. And that's my opinion of it. I think it's been long overdue. I think with the people who manage the utilities should be elected by the people who have to live with it. So I'm going to favor the bill.
Okay, Mike, I don't know if we sent out some copies of the latest proposed committee substitute, and I don't know if it was sent down to Ketchikan. I know it was sent to Fairbanks and Anchorage, but if you'll leave your address with the moderator there, we'll be glad to send you the latest version and appreciate any comments you have on the legislation. And also, if the moderator will give the person in Sitka or whoever else wants a copy of the CS, we'll be glad to send it to them.
They just handed us a copy here. We haven't studied it yet, but what I see so far, it's a pretty good bill.
Okay, thank you, Mike, for your testimony. There's someone else down there to testify?
Yes, there are two other speakers in Ketchikan here. I'll testify next. My name is Gary Steigen. I'm just representing myself, involved with the other people here in the Ketchikan Public Utilities Users Group. There has been some activity and concern in Ketchikan lately with rate reallocations. We had up until this point been on a rate schedule where everyone paid equally, so to speak, a postage stamp basis, which the state is trying to get in various areas to try to equalize the rates. We had been on that type of a schedule, and there had been a consultant brought in and paid for that recommended a differential rate schedule where the small user is paying a greater amount than the large user, and we are contesting that. We submitted a petition with ample signatures, and there is a question of the legality in some people's minds. We have one attorney who thinks that it may be overturned and another attorney who thinks that it is legal. I think that it is legal, and perhaps this one attorney will fight it. The reason I bring up this instance is because it's an example of a difficulty that a community can have with its public utility, where you have to go to an initiative process and then you have a ruling by the municipal attorney on it, sort of an extenuated process. Perhaps regulation by the APUC would be preferable to ending up in court on this matter and other matters that we have pending here, which I will mention briefly. The main question seems to be accountability. The local utility here has several levels of decision making, and at this point there are a number of people who are concerned about having the borough, particularly the borough, represented on a board and also getting an elected board. One of the attorneys in town here has said that since we're having difficulties with the initiative, perhaps the proper way to go with solving this problem is at the state with this bill. So I am in support of this bill, and I think that it will solve one of our problems here, which is representation. I'd like it to go a little bit further than it does, and I don't see any reason why a board for a utility should be appointed. I would like to see the bill mandate an elected board in municipalities. I think that the utilities are as important as the school system and are perhaps more complex than the school system. And if we can have an elected school board, I think we can have an elected utility board. And I would see no reason why an appointed board should be in place rather than an elected board. So I'd like to see the bill go even further than it does. I think only by an elected board and a board representing all the service area customers will we start achieving the accountability that we are lacking currently on this rate change in Ketchikan. In addition to that, the option of going under the APUC, I think, is a real option. And if originally, I guess, the law read that municipality could elect to go under the APUC, I would applaud the idea of petitioning, the users petitioning the to go under the APUC. However, I recognize that there are a lot of questions in people's minds here in the city and the utility preferring not to go under APUC. I recognize that problem, but I think that it may be preferable to end up there than it would be to end up in court. So for those reasons, and out of the problem that we have had in Ketchikan, I would support this bill and would ask that it go even further in order to provide for greater accountability in the complex management of the utility. That's all I have.
Gary, perhaps you could give your phone number to the moderator, and you can help us with language. Representative Copeland has a question or a comment. Go ahead, Representative Copeland.
Yes, this is Representative Copeland from Fairbanks. Could we get, if a written position or explanation of the problem in Ketchikan, it doesn't have to be very long, but at least one document to put in the file as the bill goes from committee to committee would be quite valuable. And you could give it to the LIO and they could telecopy it up here if you have it.
Yeah, Gary, and I'd like if you could give us your phone number or address so I could have someone on my staff that's helping with this issue. You could be contacted.
Yes, okay. I will give the address to the moderator down here, and we'll prepare a statement within the next day or two.
Thank you again for your testimony. Next we have in Ketchikan, Rick Newland.
Pardon me, this is the moderator in Anchorage. May I break in for a moment?
Certainly. Go ahead, Anchorage.
Thank you very much. I wanted to let you know that Representative Gruenberg is here, and he has some comments he'd like to address at the soonest possible time.
Yeah, my apologies. I've got everybody listed down here, and I didn't have Anchorage circled, and Representative Gruenberg, my apologies. I didn't mean to leave you off the list.
No problem. This is Max Gruenberg. I'm sorry I was a little late getting here. I have to go to a meeting, but I was wondering, Mr. Chairman, if I can make a couple of comments on a specific amendment, and if you could take me out of order, I'd be real grateful.
Well, given your rank, I think we can make that accommodation. Go right ahead, Max.
We'll pass on that. Thank you, Mike. This is Max Gruenberg, and the only comments I would like to make are on an amendment that you should have. Do you folks have the amendment that's been signed on by myself, Representative Maru, and Representative Gall? Do you have that in front of you?
Yes, we have that in the proposed committee substitute.
Oh, fine. Okay. There should be somewhere around, hopefully enough copies, a page list indicating the amendment, the language itself. It would add a new subsection F, and this would be in AS 2923340, subsection F, and I gather that's in the committee substitute. Unfortunately, I don't have a copy of the committee substitute here, but the comment that we prepared with that reads as follows, in case you don't have it. Quote, this amendment makes it clear that municipalities will not be required to appoint or elect utility board members by district, but may appoint or elect members at large. If they do choose to elect or appoint by district, they must do so under, quote, one person, one vote, close quote, principles of the federal constitution. The language in our amendment is similar to AS 29.23.021, subsection A, close parenthesis, small a, which concerns the apportionment of municipal assemblies. And we should have attached a copy of that to the proposed amendment, but that is, of course, is a standing statute. And the reason we're proposing this amendment, Mr. Chairman, is because when we passed House Bill 12 out of the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, it was done fairly quickly. Representative Maru had a concern that we just didn't have a chance to address. He was, in fact, attempting to add his proposed amendment to one of my amendments, and there just wasn't time to deal with it properly, and the three of us and our staffs have worked carefully with this amendment, and it's to provide for a system of fairness. Doesn't require the election or appointment of by district of members of a managing board, but if they do so, everybody should be given a one man, one vote. And the reason it's important to have this statutory amendment is that, as I recall, the courts have held that since these utility managing boards are not general governmental agencies, the constitutional provision requiring one man, one vote, the Baker versus Carr and Reynolds versus Sims decisions, do not extend to these utility boards. Therefore, the only right these consumers will have to one person, one vote is under this statute. It's got to be a statutory right, but it will provide an equivalent statutory right. And we urge that you retain that language in the committee substitute. That concludes my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Max. I don't see any questions from Representative Kopanen, and I don't have any questions, but I think I may have stirred one up, so hold on.
Not a question, just a reminder that we have a HESTEL conference at 4:30.
Yes, Mr. Co-Chairman, I will be here, and I'll be participating from here, so you'll be able to count me towards the quorum. Let me ask you on this House Bill 12. Do you plan to move this bill out today, or what is your plan, Mr. Chairman?
If I had a quorum, I might think about it, but there's no quorum here. Everybody's off in different parts of the state. It is a sunny day down here, Max, just in case you left to get some sun.
Just you and Nilo are there. Is there any other member of the committee there?
We have some loyal staff here, but no other members of the committee.
Well, have a nice day, both of you. Thank you very much for your time. May I be excused, Mr. Chairman?
Reluctantly, yes. We'll go on to the next witness. Thank you very much for your testimony, Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you both. Have a nice day.
Now, if we can go back to Rick Newland, who's been so patient in Ketchikan. Rick, go ahead.
Mr.
Newland doesn't want to testify at this time. I have Lorraine Perry here.
Yes, go ahead, Lorraine.
Yes, I'm Lorraine Perry. I'm a merchant in Ketchikan, resident of the Gateway Borough. I have lived here since 1955, and I'm a merchant in Juneau, and I have compared several of the Southeast Alaska area's utilities because of my interest. We started with dissatisfaction with what was going on in our utilities, of the complete disregard for the people that were served. We started a utility users group, or rather I did, to simply think. Power surges, open neutral. We've had a problem down here with open neutral on our lines, which, as the electricians here tell me, are from the aluminum service drops installed with non-compatible fasteners. And in our salt water environment, these fasteners become corroded by electrolysis, leaving you open quite often with 180 volts coming through your 110 line. This got my interest going when they burned my freezer up. And that gets your attention in a hurry. And when I thought I was going to be reimbursed for damage done by our utilities, I didn't feel so bad until I found out, no, they hadn't been reimbursing anybody. At that time, I thought we could get together and, as a group, say, we'll do something about it. I found out I could get over 1,000 signatures in a utility users group simply saying we've got to have representatives. Voices in our utility, not just simply any problem you've got. The city attorney says, no, you don't. And the whole thing is stuck right there. So I have, I'm the chairman of this utility users group, and we want something done about our utility. It started out as a municipally owned utility back in 1935. Now, in the past 13, we've had an increase in the borough, which didn't even exist at that time. Right now, the borough is possibly twice as large, twice as many users as there are in the city, and it's growing every day. The city has no place to grow at the time. We have the argument with us is that the utility is the heart of the community. Our economy is down in this area. We've been faced with the Swan Lake Dam, which is a four-dam power pool, which was promised to us with great relief. It turned out to be the diesel fuel charge, which we thought was punitive, was replaced immediately by a Swan Lake charge, which was horrendous. There was nothing you could do about it except pay. Regulations of the municipal, the owned utilities, I believe has got to be, and I see in this new bill, the new amended part of it, it says that we will, could be able to elect any kind of representative by the people who are served. Because this is important. In our most recent power service study, they decided that they would adjust to make the homes and the boats increase quite a bit, but yet give a complete break to industrial. And I think there were only five industrial users. I think one was the Coast Guard, one was the Forest Service, and three fish processors. Now, to my knowledge, none of those people own that utility. That being the owners of the victim, and if there's no benefit in being an owner of a utility, I want to know why. People of Ketchikan should stand for this. I'm also in business in Juneau. Now, I'd like to point out, I know you probably know more about it than I do, I really like the thought is, if there's cheap power for anyone, let's make it for equally for everyone. I want to say that if there's cheap power, okay, let's get a cheaper rate if you're going to heat with electricity. Lots of young people in this area around here cannot afford a home. They live in a trailer house, which has electric hot water heater, and all electric heat because it was cheap to install. These people have $400 utility bills and trying to raise a family. I've raised my family and I cannot help but feel sick to my stomach when I think of what they must go through. One added thought here, I have an analysis of a proposed power sales agreement, which was for our Swan Lake. It's one of the things that promised was cheap industrial commercial power to be sold to benefit all ratepayers. Now, I cannot imagine that how any of us would benefit by cheap industrial commercial power being sold to those five big commercial units. This is the heart of my argument, and I simply say we've got to get representative of people who have the heart of the community at their hands and be able to vote with their heart a little bit. I think that's most of my thing, but I'm one of these people that say if this doesn't work, we're going to continue down here. We've got to get
this utility
under control. That's all I've got to say today.
Representative Kopanen had some questions. Go ahead.
That's a comment rather than a question.
We've been told in the course of the hearings that the borough government, first-class borough or home rule borough, can by ordinance undertake the power to function like the APUC, even in case of municipal utilities contained within it. I realize that would be another political fight, and we haven't seen any workable examples of that in the state, but that has been used as one argument against passing passing this bill, that you know, the power does exist. Whether that is actually true or that a lawyer's opinion, I think, is open.
Can I respond to that?
Certainly.
We have this down here right now. The borough has been the secondary for many years, just rubber stamping everything except for schools. After watching Juneau, that seems to run so terribly smooth with a good bus service, which we don't have, everything that, if they could get unification here, which I doubt, everybody's up in arms about that, it seems such a waste of service to everybody because, like I say, as I am in business in Ketchikan, own property in Ketchikan, but yet I live in the borough, I'm completely voiceless in our utilities, even though I can pay bills, so, you know, what freezes over. I would like to say that our borough is more responsive, but as it is now, they don't want road powers, they don't want this power, they don't want that power, and if they stay out of it, they don't have to worry about it. That's my answer to that. But someday, hopefully, they can be more responsive to the people, and I'm looking forward to the day when the borough is the power, which it should be. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I vote in a minute?
Same thing.
Mr.
Cooney? Yes, you may go ahead. I'd like to take the people that are waiting to testify first, and then if somebody else has some more comments, I'd like to give those people that courtesy. So let's wait and see if there's anyone else to testify, and then come back. Okay, we've got anyone here to testify on this piece of legislation? Looks like we have we've covered all our sites now, Mr. Cooney, and be welcome to take testimony again. Go ahead.
I served on the city council down here for 6 years, borough assembly 5 years. I fought awfully hard to get Swan Lake to start with, and my thought all the time was to get cheap power that would give these poor people a chance to live with. And I don't like the way things are being handled right at the present time, and I may have known. I spent a great much time on going back to Port Seattle, as you know, and Ketchikan, as you know, to get the Swan Lake finished up. And it was finished on time, and within the estimate of cost, it's the only one so far in the state of Alaska. And it was only through a lot of hard work of a great many volunteers that happened. And I just don't, now they're just putting it on the people where the diesel charges were cheaper than the Swan Lake charges. And that is right. We've got that Swan Lake project for a cheaper rate of power. And let's get together and use it. Use all of it if we have to. But get the rate down to where they can't afford to use it. That's what I'm looking at. I'm very unhappy with the whole thing. After we worked so hard to get it, and this thing is all tied up where we're getting high cost power. That's all I have to say today.
Well, thank you, Mr. Cooney. I know that Representative Sun is working very hard to try to come to a solution on that, so that different payback provisions, so that to get that get the cost figures down for the consumers in Ketchikan. Is there anyone else to testify or out there, or that want to have some final comments on this piece of legislation?
This is Lorraine Perry again. On that section D, I think if we could possibly get that where you could include a ballot with your utility bill, I mean, vote with your money and pay your bill, and which we all have to do. But I also like the fact that, as Gary says, there's a sunset clause on there. If it doesn't work, why, there's a chance to get out of it. We end up with too many committees doing nothing. And I believe that we could end up with much better down here. I would say here we'd have a better utility if we had more responsive people to listen to our problems. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll make sure that you representatives from the Ketchikan area receive a copy of the minutes today. We appreciate everyone that came out to testify. I don't know if Fairbanks was listening in. If they had any final comments before we close this meeting off, I'd be glad to provide them the opportunity. Otherwise, I'm going to close this meeting.
Excuse me. This is Gary Sizek in Ketchikan. I just have one brief comment. Could I have the floor on?
You've got it. Go right ahead, Gary.
Okay. I wanted to just sort of bring down to concrete some of the general ideas that I had. And in terms of the language of the bill, I heard what the attorney from Sitka said and about the idea about the borough acting as an APUC. The language I might suggest with the bill is rather than requiring someone to have a board, if they have an accountable procedure for making decisions, whether it's the assembly or council or whatever they have in Sitka, if they do elect to have a board, I can see that the issue in some cases may not be to force people to have a board, but to give them the option on the board. But my suggestion on the wording would be if there is a board elected by the community, that it be elected and not appointed. And thus, in the wording of the bill, wherever it mentions a board, I would suggest in your language to omit appointed and just leave in elected. I don't know how much how favorably that'll be received, but that's to try to concretize more or less the ideas that I had. That's all.
Now, as Representative Copeland, I'm very sympathetic with that. I don't think that elected boards are the way to go. Appointed boards can sometimes best be used as a sort of flag catcher rather than an actual working board. And I sometimes am suspicious of the motives of people appointed boards.
This is Mike Davis again, and I just want to give those of you that have taken the time to testify my phone number. It's 465-4930, and if you had some comments or questions on the legislation, I'd be glad to accept a collect call. The person in my office working on this piece of legislation is Tom Moyer. Did you have something you want to say, Representative Copeland?
Yes, this is not specifically on the utility thing, but the situation in Ketchikan reminded me that House Bill 253, it's over on the Senate side. This deals with the setting up of fire service districts. I know you have the same kind of situation in Ketchikan as we've had up in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. It allows the borough to wholly or partially exempt real property from the taxes to support a fire service district. Since volunteer fire departments generally fight structural fires, it would put the tax burden primarily on the structures if that was the option that the local people wanted to exercise. So look into that as well.
Okay, thank you all again for coming out to testify. I'll declare the meeting adjourned.
Yeah. 1 second, 4.